Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Vozmak moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vozmak scores. Cronin moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Desautels and he is safe. Hale steals second. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels strikes out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is hit by the pitch. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keltner moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins strikes out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Larry moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Larry scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale bunts towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Campbell moves to third. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels strikes out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grove bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doerr. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Hale applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Hemsley moves to second. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Soltis moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Keltner hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 2 in the game. Desautels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller bunts in front of the plate. Desautels fields it and throws to first for the out. Hemsley moves to third. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 4-2, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmick hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Soltis strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer throws the ball into Cronin, who tags Hemsley trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Cronin hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Larry. Higgins scores. Chapman moves to third. Doerr moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. Red Nonnenkamp pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock pinch hits for Lefty Grove. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Peacock now catching. Fritz Ostermueller now pitching. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Campbell moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman throws the ball into Doerr, who tags Hale trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Campbell scores. It's 7-3, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-4 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Cronin is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.